This is your KRDO News Radio on demand.
A fountain
news
man
update.
Is now behind bars after facing child pornography charges. Colorado Springs police started looking into Daniel Joseph Montano back in June. After searching his house, investigators got an arrest warrant. He was arrested Thursday near downtown Colorado Springs. Police say they also saved a child victim who was living in his house. Montano is expected in court on October 5th for a preliminary hearing. If you plan on flying anytime soon, you may want to listen up. Delta Airlines is asking all of its competitors to share a national no-fly list of unruly passengers. The call echoes a similar plea from airline workers' unions. Earlier this week, the Association of Flight Attendants called on both regulators and airlines to coordinate their list of unruly passengers. The FAA has fielded complaints against almost 4,400 passengers this year alone. Delta says it's banned 1,600 people. Local doctors are pushing for you to get a checkup in light of Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Around 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer during their lifetimes. It's the second leading cause of cancer death in American men. Doctors say early detection is key. Less than 10% of those diagnosed will die from prostate cancer, and the sooner you get screened, the better. We're learning how a 6-year-old Colorado Springs girl died on an amusement park thrill ride a few weeks ago. A new report from state regulators showed that ride operators were new and not properly trained at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park. They failed to check the little girl's seatbelt and then ignored a safety alarm meant to draw attention to the problem. The girl's family is now planning a lawsuit. Children's Hospital Colorado is consolidating some of its services, trying to maintain its level of care amid a staffing shortage. The move includes no longer accepting after-hours virtual urgent care visits. The Falcon High School football team is ready to resume its season after a misconduct review prompted a temporary suspension. Principal Daryl Bond says D49 has concluded its investigation into this matter and is ready to move forward on Monday with interim head coach Josh Flores at the helm, though several students have been disciplined for what's being described as a harassment and hazing incident. Fire restrictions are in effect now through December in 6 counties across Colorado, including El Paso, meaning no fireworks, temporary fire pits, or smoking near fire fuels. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is pushing for answers in their search for a woman missing since June. Sarah Baird was last seen at a gas station in Parker on June 28th. At the time, she was driving a blue 2001 Buick. Officials believe she may be in Aurora, but are asking anyone with information on her whereabouts to call the Sheriff's Office. You can find a photo of her on our website, krdo.com. Effective Monday, all kids pre-K through 12th grade will be required to mask up indoors in Academy District 20. The mandate extends to all faculty, staff, and visitors.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Venichinque. Cool start, warm finish today. High temperatures should reach the 80s in both Colorado Springs and Pueblo, as well as Canyon City for that matter. Probably 70s around Teller County. Will be a little breezy at times, and around the Pikes Peak region might have a little bit of haze. But other than that, quiet afternoon ahead. Mostly clear, cool tonight. Lows should drop off into the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow looks even warmer than today, 80s to perhaps near 90 for lower elevations in eastern Colorado, and then we'll still have some 70s over the mountains. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.